This is News Talk 1120 KMOX. I'm Paul Harris. Donna Brazile is joining me on the phone now. She ran Al Gore's campaign back in 2000 and now is a Democratic strategist who is coming to the St. Louis area to be part of the Distinguished Speaker Series at McKendree University tomorrow night. And with Super Tuesday just one day behind us, it's a perfect time to have her on the show this afternoon. Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? And let me congratulate the people of both Missouri and Illinois for a tremendous turnout last night.
It was amazing. And I'm curious if you think it was all Democrats or do you think a lot of independents were part of that?
You know, I haven't seen the breakdown, but I do believe that it was Democrats along with independents. But look, I don't break it down in partisanship. We should break it down in terms of this is the first election in my lifetime that I've seen Americans of all political stripes turn out in record numbers. The Republicans are breaking their previous records. The Democrats are breaking our records. I believe because the American people truly want an election where we talk about the issues and that we can have an election season where it's not based on personalities, but based on the candidates' plans for the future. So I'm going to talk a little bit tomorrow about what the voters are looking for and why this election should not be regarded as a tipping point election, but more an election that brings about a change in America.
Well, I hope you're right that we do have change. Of course, we always hear every 4 years that this is the most important election of our lifetime until the next one comes around. Let me ask you about the John McCain victories yesterday. He seems to have done well in states that in November normally go blue. What does that mean? Well, is that trouble for him? Is that good for him? Give me an analysis of that.
Well, first of all, there are Republicans in blue states and Democrats in red states. But what it shows is that McCain has the ability to unite perhaps independents and moderate Republicans, conservative Republicans in some states. I think Senator McCain has an uphill battle. He's being criticized, as you might know, on the right for not doing enough to support some of the conservative goals. He's being criticized for working with Ted Kennedy on a comprehensive immigration bill, criticized for working with Russ Feingold on campaign finance to rein in some of the polluted money that often gets into our system. I don't think they should criticize him on those issues. Maybe they have a disagreement with him, but McCain is someone that I respect just because of his service to the country. I may not agree with him on a host of issues, including the war in Iraq. We disagree, but he's someone that should be given every consideration. And the same is true of Democrats. We often criticize Hillary Clinton for, you know, some of the problems that took place in the 90s. But Hillary was not the commander-in-chief. She was in the White House as first lady. I think we should give her an opportunity to explain her views. In politics, we often talk about what we dislike. I think this election offers us enough candidates so that we can finally talk about what we like. Like a lot of the candidates.
Talking with Democratic strategist Donna Brazile here on the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. You mentioned Ted Kennedy in passing there. There was a lot of noise made when he threw his endorsement behind Barack Obama, and then he didn't help Obama carry his state of Massachusetts, nor did he help in California, where he did a lot of campaigning. Does that mean that the endorsement meant nothing?
Oh, absolutely not. Barack Obama was 25 points behind in Massachusetts before Teddy Kennedy threw his arms around him, and he was even further behind in California. So just because he couldn't get him over the finish line doesn't mean that he didn't help him get down the road a little bit. It may not have helped him in Massachusetts, where, as you can imagine, United States senators may not care as much clout as local mayors and unions and others that have been on the ground for months for Hillary Clinton. But it did give Barack Obama a chance to pick up some significant delegates in that state. So I don't think that's a laughing matter. I think Barack Obama should continue to use Teddy Kennedy and hopefully give him a freaking flyer pass to go down to Texas to help him get some votes there.
I got to tell you, I was watching the coverage last night on all the different networks, and I came across ABC, where you were sitting next to George F. Will for a little while. You were part of the panel there, and I was actually very mad at you for something you didn't do, Donna.
What?
At one point, the conversation turned to superdelegates, because you're a superdelegate, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and George F. Will says, "Thank God for the superdelegates. It gives us some adult supervision in this election." And I thought, how presumptuous is he being? Like, we can't let the American public possibly decide who our presidential nominees are going to be. We've got to have political pros who can be there for adult supervision. And
well,
you sat there and you didn't say anything to him, Donna.
Well, I did not say anything. In fact, I cracked up laughing and I said, oh, George, but they had moved to break. I just said on CNN a few minutes ago that if the superdelegates decide this election, I'll quit the Democratic Party. I'm one of those superdelegates. My one vote should not matter to that delegate who went out and got 20,000 people to turn out on a cold, wintry day to vote for him or her. My one vote should not mean more than those people who sat down in those caucuses in Iowa and Nevada and other places. I don't think those of us who are insiders, who are party regulars, party leaders, party officials should decide this election. You, the people, the American people, should decide this election. And I would put aside my one vote, which I'm not committed to either candidate, but I would put aside my one vote to allow my father, my brothers and sisters down in Louisiana this weekend to have a voice in this process, and my friends down the road in Ohio and Texas, in Maine and other places across this country. Their voices deserve to be heard. They need to decide this election. I should not decide this election.
Amen. And I hope that the political leaders are going to change that, although they're the ones who have that superdelegate status and may not feel the same way you do. But I would love to see it simplified so that there is more direct connection between the American people and their leaders.
Well, many of the superdelegates are, you know, selected or elected by the local leaders because they're members of Congress. And who selects them? Who elects them? They're governors. They're United States senators, and in some cases, they are people who run for party leaders at the state and local level. I myself, I'm an appointed superdelegate, which means I really should not decide this. I mean, I am no one elected me anything, and not that I'm a bad person. I'm saying that I do believe that the voters should decide this. And look, I was a superdelegate in 2000. I gave my seat up in my proxy to a young person. I did the same thing in 2004. I ran as a pledged delegate in 1996. I will happily give up my one seat to someone who deserved to go to the convention. They may have run for delegate and lost here in the District of Columbia, another state, but I pledge to give my credentials to someone else, and that's my commitment. I'm only one person. I'm one out of 796, 20% of the total delegates. We should not decide. I feel very strongly about that. I know my fellow superdelegates may not like what I said today, but I will stand by my beliefs.
I'm very glad you said it, and as I said, I hope it gets changed. Before I let you go here, let's talk about the role of money. We found out this afternoon that Hillary Clinton loaned her own campaign $5 million. We already know that Barack Obama pulled in 2.5 times the amount of money that she pulled in the month of January. What does that mean for the campaign going forward from here?
Well, you know, on the Republican side, Mitt Romney has loaned this campaign as well. So in fairness, when you have deep pockets, you can dig in them and pay your staff that way. I think going forward, what we should look at is that Hillary Clinton needs momentum. I mean, hopefully she'll use the election last night to help her build momentum, to reopen up her coffers. She may have maxed out. Only 3% of Obama's donors, 3% of more than 700,000 Americans have maxed out. On her side, she has a lot more people who've maxed out, meaning they have no more to give. Legally, they can only give $4,600, $2,300 for the primary and $2,300 for the general election. It says that her campaign stalled, that she had no momentum, and perhaps the momentum leading to Super Tuesday was in Obama's corner. But as you well know, voters in several states that voted yesterday started voting back in January when everyone thought that Hillary Clinton was the front runner. So let's see what happens in the next coming days and the next coming weeks. And as a resident of the District of Columbia, I'm excited that next Tuesday I will get an opportunity to go and cast my ballot.
Yeah, but if the campaign goes past next Tuesday and the Tuesday after that and the Tuesday after that, Clinton's going to be in trouble financially, isn't she?
Well, she's going to come on your radio show and beg people to give her a dollar or two, and maybe she should have done that from day one so that she could have just some of the low donors that Obama has. But I think that going forward, she will have the resources to compete to get her message out. But it's a blessing that we live in a country where people can dig in their pockets and finance their own campaigns.
Well, Senator,
look at Michael Bloomberg, he's standing by looking at this, and we all know he has $5 billion to spend on his own election. But again, this is about the people. This is not about who has the most money, who looks good. It should be about what they offer this country. We had a very, very interesting time in our country. You know, a lot of my views, not my principal views, but I changed after Katrina. After that hurricane tore apart my hometown, tore apart their Gulf Coast. And I saw the American people, not my government, not my state, local, and national government, but the American people reaching out to help folks like my family get back on their feet. I decided I'm going to spend the rest of my life making sure that every American get on their feet.
Well, Senator Obama called into the show yesterday. If Senator Clinton would like to call in and do her own little radiothon and raise some money, she's more than welcome, as is Senator McCain and the other Republican candidates as well. Donna, I appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks very much.
But you don't want to put your number out there so they can call you, because I think they need to call and give you some love, because Missourians, while they gave Obama their vote, they still gave Senator Clinton a lot of love, and she needs to call and say thank you.
Well, yeah, and by the way, if they don't know the number of KMOX, their media people aren't doing a good job.
I know the number. I'll make sure they have it, sir.
Donna Brazile, Democratic strategist, coming to the St. Louis area tomorrow night to be in the Distinguished Speaker Series at the HET at McKendree University. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. This is the Paul Harris Show, part of our Decision 2008 coverage on News Talk 1120 KMOX.